Now let's just go a layer deeper on this, because see, what I perceive to be the massive problem is that nobody ever teaches us how to set our sights on that crazy job and have a method where you can walk in and land it. And what this really leads to is many people finding themselves stuck, where not really knowing how to go for that crazy job, they settle for something that they don't really want. This is where many people coming out of school and even late in their careers find themselves trapped in this model I call the BS MS model. And here's what I mean by this. The B stands for a lack of belief. They don't believe that they can truly land the job they want. And so they don't ever try, because they've never been handed a masterful approach to walk in and land that job they truly want. They lack that confidence, because they lack that competence. And so many people remain stuck in their lack of belief, which leads them to the first S. They feel stuck in their careers and lives. So many people feel stuck, don't they? Stuck in jobs they don't want to be in. Stuck in their lives. Showing up on Mondays, wishing the week away, reaching Fridays, thanking God the week is over. Who wants to live that way? See, but people don't stay stuck because they choose it. Right? They're stuck because they don't believe they can land the job they truly want. Even if once as kids we believed you could be anything you wanted to be, because nobody has given them a method to truly excel in a job interview, they no longer believe it's possible. So it's easier to stay stuck than to challenge those beliefs, to figure out what does it really take to land that crazy job and become unstuck. And this leads to the dreaded M in the BSMS model, because we get stuck in the B and the S. We don't get the message. So that SMS is mediocrity. Oh, how many of us feel like we're just stuck, just showing up every day, middling around in something that's beneath us, when we know so much more could be possible for us, that we can achieve so much more, but we just don't know how to break out of it. And that leads to the final S, that we settle, don't we? Some 2/3 of people are disengaged in their jobs. Because they want to be? Of course not. They settled for mediocrity, to being stuck, because they don't believe it's possible for them to go for what you truly want. And nobody has given them a method to do that. Nobody wants to be stuck here, do they? Nobody wants to settle. And when you have a method, not just to walk in and land that crazy job, but to build your belief, to create the mindset that you can do what you want, and the confidence that you have a method to walk in and land that job, now you become unstuck. Now you're free to dream of what you truly want. To imagine what is possible for you. To look out and see all those crazy jobs that you truly want. And have a method to move your way there. Not just to dream it up and create a roadmap to navigate there, or to do the best preparation to show up and absolutely crush your interviews. Also, to get yourself game ready, to build yourself into the person who believes, who's confident because you've got the competence to walk in and land that crazy job. I have a friend who's a professional cellist. I don't know if you know much about his business, but ultimately, top jobs in his profession are very few and far between. There are a few top orchestras around the world, and when people land in those seats, they rarely leave. Some might take years, even decades, before an opportunity opens up at a top orchestra around the world. So just like an Olympic athlete or an astronaut who trains their entire life to achieve their crazy job, my friend knew that when he got his shot in his world, when those jobs became available, he needed to show up. He's best prepared. So over years, in fact nearly a decade, he consistently trained to walk in and crush that interview. And many people in his profession too settle. They remain stuck in a so-so orchestra or playing music in a pretty good job. But for him to believe what was possible for him, to really go after your crazy job, required having a crazy extreme approach. See, in his work, those interviews aren't about answering questions, but sitting behind a screen, delivering your best performance. And knowing that so few of these jobs will ever come up for him, don't you think that he did whatever it takes to show up his best prepared? Learning his music, line by line, practicing hours and hours and hours a day, on top of a lifetime of mastering his craft. And not just that, but training his mind so that he could show up for that big interview when it was all on the line and perform his absolute best. Hours a day of mental training, specifically programming how he would show up and best perform. And I'm not suggesting that you need all of this to land your crazy job. Maybe it is too extreme. But for what you truly want, how many opportunities are there? For everything that you've done to set yourself up for the job that you truly want, what aren't you willing to do? See, many people are going to say stuck, aren't they? In their limiting beliefs, they don't believe what's possible for them. Their BS keeps them stuck in mediocrity, settling. Yet, with the right approach, near everyone can run a marathon, let alone can land their craziest job. And I've spent nearly 20 years now building and refining this approach. So not only is it incredibly powerful, bringing together the best of what I know, but it's also a simple, systematic approach that you can put to work easily in going for that crazy job, doing what you want, going for the job that you truly want. See, a principle that I live by and my work is fundamentally based around is that you can do what you want. Whatever you want to do, you can find a way, so long as you are willing to do what it takes to get it. See, and I've proven this to myself over and over and over again in my lifetime that you never need to settle. You never need to remain stuck. In my own life, with my clients, in people who write me from the books I read or the masterclasses they do, I've seen over and over again that with the right approach, If you're serious about doing the work, you can create your reality. And the same is true when it comes to landing your crazy job. Sure, it may be true that if you're 4'4" and you're reaching for a role in the NBA, yeah, that job may be out of reach for you. But in most cases, what can't you do to stretch what is possible, to reach further, to build your capabilities, to go for that thing that you truly want? Like the US government setting the sights on reaching the moon in just a decade. One massive leap. Just a series of steps. People tell us you can do what you want, but nobody ever gives you the steps how. And that's what we're doing together in this masterclass. A highly systematic method to target that crazy job, to lay out your roadmap, to figure out, how do you source that job? How do you get systematic and methodical about the way you network, about where you look for that crazy job? How do you keep your eye on that prize? Navigate there quickly, or even perhaps over years to navigate there over time. How do you hone in on what it really takes for you to land that job? Not just stepping back and doing a little bit of research, writing out some Q&A, doing some mock interviews, but how do you show up your absolute best prepared for walking in and crushing the interview for your crazy job?